Save a little more this month. Chime checking accounts have features like fee-free overdraft up to $200 with SpotMe and no monthly fees. Open your account in minutes at chime.com/goals24. Banking services and debit card provided by Bancorp, Bank NA, or Stride Bank NA. Members FDIC. SpotMe eligibility requirements and overdraft limits apply.
This is Shepard Smith. You're listening to the Miami Valley's home for Fox News.
And I'm Larry Hanskin, host of Miami Valley's Morning News, where we tell you the three big things you need to know every 15 minutes.
And I'm Jamie Dupree in Washington, D.C. When we're not doing the news, we're talking about the news.
And we're starting right now. Our Ask the Expert weekend continues on AM 1290 and News 95.7 WHIO.
Take it easy. Good afternoon and welcome to Auto Talk. I'm Dave Murphy, along with Jan Murphy, and we're the owners of Murphy's Auto Care in Beaver Creek. We want to welcome you to a very beautiful Saturday afternoon here in the Miami Valley, and thrilled about being here, and hope you're riding along with us. And as mentioned earlier as we ran into the show, we're only on for 30 minutes today, so if you want to get in, you want to get to talk to us, we want to hear your questions and talk to you and help you out with your vehicles, so please get ready to jump on the line. That number is 457-1290. Like I said, we've got a short show today, but we're going to get to everybody we can. The number again to call and talk to us is 457-1290. Jen, how are you today?
I'm doing great, and it's nice to be here with you.
You're looking awesome in your bright pink shirt.
Yep. Why don't we talk a minute about that?
I think we should. Absolutely. Well, Murphy's Auto Care, we've been in Beaver Creek for many, many, many years, and for the last several years, we have been involved with since it's October and it's National Breast Cancer Awareness Month. And that is very near and dear to our family in many, many ways. But we felt that we should get involved with a program called Breaks for Breasts. Probably a catchy name. I think it is at any rate. But the Breaks is spelled B-R-A-K-E-S because what we're doing, along with over 200 other repair businesses, repair shops, independently owned around the country, is during the month of October, we are providing free brake pads or brake shoes for every brake service we provide, which is a tremendous savings to our customers and motorists out there. But in addition to that, our company, Murphy's Auto Care, along with these other companies, we've banded together, and we're going to donate 10% of our entire brake service, proceeds from the entire month, donate that to the Cleveland Clinic Breast Cancer Vaccine Foundation. And if you'd like to know more about that, it's very simple. Go to our website, murphysautocare.com. You'll notice it's turned completely pink, and there's many links that you can find out the information about the program in our shop locally in Beaver Creek, as well as how this is raising funds to bring a breast cancer vaccine to the world. And we're proud to be a part of it. We've been a part of it now for 3 years. We've raised hundreds of thousands of dollars collectively of repair shops, and we're very excited about it, and we are very excited about it because we can extend this great savings to people in the Miami Valley.
It's amazing, Dave, how this has really grown from, 2011, there were five shops in Ohio that raised $10,000, and all the way up to last year, which we also participated, there were 174 shops across the country in 32 different states that raised $141,000+. So
right.
This really has grown. It's a wonderful, wonderful way to stop breast cancer. 100% of the proceeds from Breaks for Breasts fundraiser goes directly to the Cleveland Clinic Breast Cancer Vaccine Fund.
That's right.
It's just, it's not supporting a lot of the other auxiliary
overhead
things.
And
it's
payroll.
Really,
yeah, there isn't
right
any.
To that. So it's a wonderful fundraiser, and we are scheduling appointments starting at 7:30 every day next week and during the month of October. So if you are in need of some breaks, or someone said keep that in your future, on your car checkout, then you can go to our website, like Dave said, murphysautocare.com, and all the links are there, and you can there's other shops participating in this. If you're not in the Beaver Creek area or Dayton area close to us, then there are other shops participating in it.
Absolutely. And it's just I want to go back to that point about the funds that we raise. absolutely 100% of this goes directly to the Cleveland Clinic's Breast Cancer Vaccine Foundation, which is headed by a doctor named Vincent Tuohy. And he has been spearheading this research for 14 years. And this vaccine that has been developed actually also is affecting other types of cancer, which are ovarian, prostate, colon, and other types of cancers as well. And it's proven to completely eliminate cancer in laboratory animals. Now we're trying to get this to bedside testing, which we're very close, but it does take a lot of funding. But that's what the fundraiser is about, and we're all on board with it. You know, it, like I said, it's very near and dear to us and our family, just because of things that have happened over the years. And I think that's true of so many families around the world, that it is a very challenging situation. So at any rate, we welcome you. Please give us a call. If you'd like to find out more about it, again, go to murphysautocare.com. All the information is there, and we'd love to get to know you and meet you over it. So, all right, great. Well, as you know, if you're an Auto Talk listener or if you're new to the show, I'm Dave Murphy along with Jan, and the goal of this show is to help folks understand what's going on with their car, their truck, their motorhome. Maybe it's a noise, maybe it's a vibration, or it's a check engine light. We'd love to talk to you about that. And the lines to call us, the phone number, I should say, is 457-1290. We do have lines open, and we'd love to talk to you today.
Yep, it's going to be a great show.
Absolutely. It's a beautiful, beautiful October day today, and I know a lot of people are out and about, and so a lot going on there. But, hey, you know, one of the other things I want to mention, we are getting to that time of year. Temperatures are starting to drop, and some of the things we saw in the shop this week with just a little temperature drop is we're seeing more and more customers coming in with a tire pressure monitoring light on. So if you have seen that this week, be sure to get your vehicle in. You know, as the temperature drops, that can cause that light to come on. But also, there may be something in the tire, or it may just be the sensors are failing. And if those sensors are 5 to 6 years old, they certainly are in that range of time of where it's time to replace them. There's several different types of things that cause them to fail. One is the actual battery internally in those sensors, but also they fail by corrosion. And so you need to get them checked out, and I'm sure we're going to see a lot more this week of folks that have got that light coming on. So, at any rate, give us a call, 457-1290. Maybe you've seen that light. Like I said, the tire pressure monitor light may be on this week. Might be on right now as you're driving around. So give us a call at 457-1290.
So I have a couple questions, Dave.
Ask away.
When we go ahead and do a brake inspection for people, what does that consist of? At our shop.
That's a great question. So the first thing we're going to do in any brake inspection is, assuming the vehicle can be driven, and most of the time it can, we're going to test drive the vehicle. We actually have a designated test drive loop around our shop. It takes us on about a 4-mile to 5-mile drive. It encompasses slower, of course, side street driving, as well as we're going to get that vehicle up to about, you know, the speed limit, 60 to 65 miles per hour. We're going to get an opportunity to see how the vehicle performs, how it brakes. So we're going to know for ourselves, and then we're going to bring that vehicle into the shop. Of course, we're going to lift the vehicle, remove the wheels. We're going to do a visual inspection to start with. We're going to measure the thickness of the brake pads or brake shoes. We're going to measure the rotors and drums for excessive wear, excessive runout, because during the test drive, we may have determined or been able to find out that there was a brake pulsation when you're applying the brakes. Which also will lead us into also inspecting the suspension to make sure that the suspension is tight and there's not some other ancillary issues with the suspension or steering on this vehicle. So at that point, then we'll be taking pictures with our digital inspection. If you're in the shop, we're going to bring you out in the shop. We're going to show you exactly what we're seeing and let you know if there's no issue or if there are some future issues or if now's the time to get the brake service taken care of. So we're going to do that. If you're not with us, let's say you're in your office and you dropped it off or you got to go home, you got to take care of the kids, we would have your email naturally, and we're going to send you the complete inspection. We typically get that done within a couple of hours.
With the pictures
of all of the brake components. You know, a lot of times we pull wheels off of vehicles and there's a lot to look at. A brake job is not just buy a set of brake pads, pull the caliper off, push it back with a, you know, unfortunately, with a lot of the wrong tools, and then stick pads on it and let it ride.
Is there a charge for our brake inspection?
During the month of October, there is not a charge for a brake inspection.
So really, if somebody has any symptom, which you can mention here in a minute, if
that's
they
correct.
Have a symptom and they want their brakes checked, this is going to be a free inspection also?
That's correct. It's a free inspection.
And what is the value of the free brake pads if they need to go ahead and have a brake job?
Well, that's a great question. And typically, a quality set of brake pads are now ranging anywhere from the price of maybe around $85, depending on the vehicle, up to perhaps $140. It just depends on the vehicle. Some of our higher-end European vehicles that we work on frequently, they will have a more expensive brake pad because they have sensors involved in the brake pads. But regardless of that...
Will those be free also?
We are going to do that during this month, absolutely. We are happy to do that. But the fundraiser, and I probably, this is a great time for me to explain it since we're talking about cost. So when most folks or vehicles need a brake service, it's typically not just brake pads. It does include the replacement or machining once in a while of the what we call heavy steel or rotors and drums. Typically, we're going to need to replace those. Also, if the vehicle's over 100,000 miles, it may be time to replace the calipers as well as wheel cylinders or brake hardware if we've got drum brakes on the rear. So there are other components that will need to be replaced. But at the end of the day, those vehicles will have the friction material, whether it's pads or shoes, replaced at no charge. So it basically, the consumer just pays us for the labor and the additional parts that's necessary, and then we will provide 10% of whatever that charge is, we're going to donate back to the Cleveland Clinic, to the Breast Cancer Fund. So,
well, I real quick, I want to mention the sponsors today. Of course, Murphy's Auto Care. We're in Beaver Creek, open every morning at 7:30 Monday through Friday. Also, BG Automotive. We carry their products, and they really keep us and our customers very satisfied. KOI Auto Parts, several locations in town, and KOI is participating in the Brakes for Breasts and supplying brake pads to us. They have quality parts. We use them all the time. California Custom Sounds, if you want anything as far as audio.
Off the hook. It's amazing.
I mean, they can do anything. They have three locations, including Beaver Creek, right down the street from us. They do a great job. They have a location in West Carrollton and a stereo in Dash on North Dixie Drive. So we do want to thank the sponsors, and we want to thank KOI also for participating in this program. But I think it's going to be really fun. It's a great month, and if you've been kind of budgeting and putting off that brake job for now, or you have some concerns. Back to the symptoms, Dave. What would symptoms be?
Well, there's a whole host of symptoms of brake concern. Certainly, noises like squealing or grinding. Many times there's a noise that comes up just literally overnight at times, but typically what's happened is the brakes have been wearing and wearing and wearing and have not been inspected on a regular basis. So you go out to use the vehicle and you apply the brakes maybe on your way to the office, and now you've got a growling or grinding noise that just wasn't there the night before.
Mm-hmm.
So obviously those types of noises, vibrations, shuddering, and I'm talking about when you apply the brakes, okay? Those. Now, once in a while, we'll also have vehicles, they're making noise just rolling down the road, typically at slower speeds, but that noise is going to be generated by brake sensors that are against the rotors typically, or other types of things that are out of alignment when it comes to the brake system. So you really want to get your vehicle in and get that taken care of. So, hey, we've got a couple folks on the line. We're going to get to you right after the break. You're listening to Dave and Jan Murphy from Murphy's Auto Care on Auto Talk on AM 1290 and News 95.7 WHIO, and we'll be right back. Stick with us.
Dayton and Springfield station for news, weather, and traffic, and our Ask the Experts weekends, AM 1290 and News 95.7 WHIO.
Once your car's engine begins to carbon up, performance goes down. The answer is not just a tune-up, it's a clean-up. Cleaning the fuel and oil system with a BG Performance Oil Service immediately restores compression and power. It works so well, it includes lifetime protection for the engine. The BG Performance Oil Service, available at over 20,000 shops nationwide. Learn more at bgfindashop.com. That's bgfindashop.com.
BG, did you ever wonder how your car feels after an accident?
Oh, my aching fenders.
Does it have a vision problem?
My right headlight is broken.
And maybe it has a pain in its side.
My driver's door has a really big dent.
Your car and your wallet both need Waltz Auto Parts. Waltz carries thousands of parts for vehicles from 97 to 2012. You'll find engines, transmissions, and auto body parts, as well as new and used glass and mirrors. Most parts come from low-mileage vehicles, and all parts come with the peace of mind of Waltz Warranty. All this from a company that's been family-owned and building trust with customers since 1936. You'll save up to 70% compared to new parts prices.
70%? Wow! You'll be able to afford some hot new fuzzy dice to hang from my rearview mirror.
Right. Waltz Auto Parts, 1.5 miles south of I-70 on Route 68. Just take exit 52A and go towards Xenia. Open Monday through Friday, 8 till 5. Check out their inventory of parts at www.waltzauto.com.
Jeez, dude, you need to change your blinker fluid.
That's not a thing.
And your thoracic couplet is totally shot.
Really?
It is.
Look, nothing gets by me. Just like this oil filter. Nothing gets by Purolator.
Hey, if you're using Purolator Boss, you know your stuff.
Oh yeah, protection up to 15,000 miles.
Ooh, but you really should replace your Vesuvius valve.
Stop talking.
Purolator oil, air, and cabin air filters. Nothing gets by us. Available at Advance Auto Parts, Pep Boys, and Meijer.
Can't make it to Munich? Then get to Milano's Oktoberfest, now through October 31st. Come enjoy our German-inspired specials, from schnitzels to pretzels. We've got an Oktoberfest menu with variety and old country tradition. Lunch, dinner, or during the game, wash it all down with a mug of German beer, or choose one of your favorite craft brews on tap. The best of Oktoberfest is happening now at Milano's in Beaver Creek, Dayton, Miami Township, and Westchester.
Check out the ultimate Buckeye fan site, InsideTheShoe.com. That's InsideTheShoe.com. InsideTheShoe.com. The ultimate source for Buckeye news.
Could you retire sooner than you think and with greater financial security? Hello, I'm David Gaylor, president of Tradewinds Financial Group. I'm also the author of Income Allocation. You will learn strategies to create a dependable, sustainable, and predictable income stream for your retirement. You'll also learn critical information about the two risks you must manage for a successful retirement. Learn more about these strategies and
give Tradewinds Financial Group a call. 800-385-0437. That's 800-385-0437.
Earnings vary based on your effort.
Do you want to learn how to make money flipping houses right here in Dayton? If so, we have an amazing opportunity for you. We're looking for a small group of motivated individuals to join our real estate investing team. You'll learn our simple three-step system for flipping homes right here in the local area. This is Than Merrill, star of A&E's hit TV show Flip This House. My team and I are looking for a handful of people in the Dayton area who want to learn how to make money flipping houses in your spare time using other people's money. Dayton is a perfect market for my system, and next week, I'm holding a free 2-hour educational workshop where you will learn how to make money flipping homes and how to build long-term wealth with income properties.
To get 2 free tickets to Than's workshop, call 1-800-245-7144. Seating is extremely limited. Call in the next 10 minutes and you'll also reserve a free copy of Than's Money for Deals guide. That's 1-800-245-7144. That's 1-800-245-7144.
Cool and breezy with passing showers possible this afternoon. I'm meteorologist Carrie Ann Merritt on the Miami Valley Severe Weather Station, AM 1290 and News 95.7 WHIO.
The views and opinions expressed during this program do not necessarily reflect those of the staff and management of Cox Media Group Ohio. Now back to Auto Talk on AM 1290 and News 95.7 WHIO.
Welcome back to Auto Talk. I'm Jan Murphy along with Dave Murphy. We've got a short show today. You're listening to Ask the Expert Weekend. We love doing Auto Talk every Saturday at noon. For more information on the Breaks for Breast program during the month of October, please go to murphysautocare.com on your computer, your mobile device, or any other device. It is mobile friendly. You can read all about it, get more information for the Breaks for Breast promotion. You can save money and help stop breast cancer. I think we're going to jump on the phones real quick. We've had a caller holding or a couple, and like I said, we've got a short show today, so let's get right to it.
That's right. We're going to go to Jerry, and we're going to speed talk. Jerry, how you doing today?
Yes. How are you, Dave?
Awesome. Awesome. You're up in Wapakoneta. How can we help you?
Well, my issue and my question is about drivability issues related to a faulty or failing mass airflow sensor. Years ago, I had an LT1 Camaro 6-speed, and I lost road speed in each gear, you know, about 8 to 10 miles per hour. And at that time, I thought it was maybe my clutch was slipping. I traded that car off for my first C4 Corvette. Now I have a 2004 Z06 with the LS6 and a 6-speed, but I'm having the same issue. Yeah, I'm having the same issue to where instead of pulling the 48 miles per hour at red line like it can do under normal operating, when it's normally operating with its full power,
right.
I can hit about 40, 39 to 40, and I'm having sort of the same issues as my old LT1. So I've been trying to think, well, what would be the commonality between the two? And so I guess what it is the mass airflow sensors are so expensive, so I don't want to just buy one and throw it on and find out that I'm wrong.
Thank you. Thank you. I'm glad to hear you thinking that way.
Yeah, I pulled it out and I tried cleaning it with some mass airflow sensor cleaner, which did seem to improve it a little bit.
Right.
But it's still in first gear. Instead of pulling strongly all the way up to this 40 at that red line, at 6,500 RPM red line, instead of pulling only up to 48 miles per hour, you know, which is what it's capable of, I'll hit about 40. And in second gear, instead of to about 67, I'll pull to about 60.
Okay.
And so I guess that's what my I guess in summary is. What kind of drivability issues can be occurred when your mass airflow sensor is?
Well, I'll tell you what. Great question, Jerry. We've got to run here shortly, but I'm gonna let you go and I'm gonna answer your question quickly. Okay. Thank you for the call, by the way, and have a good weekend.
Oh yeah.
All right. Let you go.
No problem.
Thanks. Okay. Awesome question from Jerry. So he's having a drivability problem. He's concerned it's a mass airflow sensor failing potentially, or what else could it be on this Z06 awesome car? Jerry, here's what I'm gonna answer it with. Like I said, you don't want to throw a part at this, a very expensive part for this car. You need to get it to somebody who's got a Tech 2, which is the GM tool. Have them test that and have them actually drive that vehicle, even with you if you want to, because you can emulate the points that when it's doing it. But they'll be able to tell you very quickly if the mass airflow sensor is reading correctly based on the amount of air volume coming through it. So get it into somebody who's got a Tech 2, or buy one yourself and start
tuning
that car.
Does that go on the road during the test drive?
Right. That's the GM factory scanner. We have one. We've had one for years. It's a tremendous tool. Allows us to really dive in and take it. We have these tools, the factory tools, for almost all vehicles on the road, because these little handheld code readers, they're, like I said, it's the tip of the iceberg. It tells you a code. He didn't say he had any codes. What we're looking for right now are some operating parameters that are just outside, perhaps, the norm for that vehicle. So,
well, he'll have money saved in the long run by
absolutely.
Having it diagnosed and not putting on a part that may not be the issue.
Yeah, smart guy, by the way. Smart guy. Very good call. Jerry, thank you. So we've got a couple things we want to run here. We want to thank our sponsors again. Before you do, I want to thank Caleb. Caleb, thanks, man. Helping us out today.
Yep, thank you. And then also KOI Auto Parts, they're helping to supply the brake pads this month in October for Brakes for Breast promotion. And then the California Custom Sounds, along with BG Automotive Products.
That's right.
And like I said, Murphy's Auto Care, as always. It's been a fast show today. Oh my goodness, we'll be back next
Saturday. Fastest half hour in radio.
That's the fastest half hour. And we will be back.
My hair's blown back already.
Next Saturday at noon. And if you didn't get a chance to listen to last week's show, you can find that at Murphy's Auto Care. Or check us out on Facebook. We love seeing people on Facebook, and you can like us if you would please, and just stay connected. We love to hear from you.
You can reach us anywhere. You know, people stream us, by the way, all
they
over
do.
The place.
And that's a lot of fun, too.
Yeah, because the WHIO actually is out there on iHeart.
If we didn't
iHeart
get to your
streaming.
Question today, you can email Dave at Murphy's Auto Care anytime, and he'll be happy to answer your question. So since it was a short
absolutely.
Show, we did not get to everybody on the call.
Hey, this has been a fast, fun 30 minutes. We will be back live again next week with you. Save your questions, or like Jan said, just email them to dave@murphysautocare.com. No matter what it is, automotive, go to murphysautocare.com and have a great, safe weekend. See you next weekend.
Save a little more this month. Chime checking accounts have features like fee-free overdraft up to $200 with SpotMe and no monthly fees. Open your account in minutes at chime.com/goals24. Banking services and debit card provided by the Bancorp Bank N.A. or Stride Bank N.A. members FDIC. SpotMe eligibility requirements and overdraft limits apply.